It's time for an hour like none other, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, featuring God's prophet, Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide. Prepare to be blessed, informed, and empowered to go to a higher level in your life with the revelation of the truth and the power of God's Word. The most powerful technology available is the Word of God. At Crepa, many have experienced wonders and incredible testimonies continue in the lives of the people. Join us now and start living the life that God has purposed for you. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. We are the Destiny Fulfillment team of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're delighted to have you with us for this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things here on earth as graced by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. It's time now to listen and receive the true revelation of God's Word that will absolutely eliminate your struggle, your frustration and oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a life of joy, peace, prosperity, and righteousness through Christ. God's servant, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of Crepa Worldwide, brings you the word of life in the name of Jesus. It's time for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
It's the name of Jesus. What a joy to be with you again tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. I'm so excited because wherever you see the word of God, there is always victory, there is always joy, there is fulfillment because of the integrity of God's word. Now, we call him holy because his word is true. So I am so excited that God is going to touch you in a unique way today, because each time light comes, darkness disappears. I've always said this, all you need is to carry light. You don't need to beg darkness. You don't need to negotiate it. Now, darkness itself shrinks when it sees the light. And the light that is in you is enough to silence anything that the enemy put on your way. So tonight, get ready. But before we go into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you because the entrance of your word bring light and understanding unto the simple. Father, we thank you for giving us a privilege and opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace so that we can obtain mercy and find grace that we need in time of trouble. Thank you because of the access. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, speak to us in the language that we will understand. My Father, my God, open our eyes of understanding by declaring your truth to us. Let me speak like the oracle of the living God. Let every shackles of darkness be broken by the spoken word of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, no life will remain the same again. And we vow we'll return all the glory and praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to welcome everyone to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment one more time. Anywhere you are watching us from, we are so excited, or you are listening on the radio, we want to thank God for your life. Now, your testimony is a proof that the word of God is true. And we thank you, some of you that are writing us and telling us what the Lord is doing in your life. We are so excited. We rejoice with you. So tonight, we want to begin to look into something very important that I discovered that a lot of believers are not looking into. A lot of people just put themselves under the siege, under the situation. And somebody even said, why are you looking that way? He said, I'm under some circumstances. No, you are not supposed to be under circumstances. Circumstances are supposed to be under you. Now, we'll be talking about authority of believers. Authority of believers. Now, I want you to just listen as I begin to lay this one down. Now, God created the heavens and the earth. It was his plan. It was not a subjection. It was not man's prayer. God, in his own divine idea, created the heavens and the earth. And the good part of it is, God don't live on earth. But he created the earth, and he flooded the earth with everything that is needed to make the earth look exactly like heaven. Everything that was in heaven was duplicated on the earth. And he put his man there to govern it. Now, he already knew that what was coming out of man is not just just a being. It's a deity. Now, let me just show you this. You see, Bible said in Matthew chapter 6, when you read from verse 9 to 10, it said, after this man I prayed, therefore, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. So we saw that the ultimate plan of God was not that man should be living below the standard of heaven. The plan of God is man should live as if he's in heaven right now. That's the plan. Now, if you read the book of the Revelation 21:22, you will see the way the Bible described heaven. And when you get into the book of Genesis chapter number 2, you will discover that they are almost the same thing. It was the street of gold, the water of life, everything. Because God don't want to have slaves. He didn't want to have servants. That's right. He want to have children.
Amen.
Now, you see, when Jesus Christ said, pray after this manner, I want the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm. He knows that there is no sickness in heaven. Mm. There is no disease in heaven. Amen. There is no COVID-19 in heaven.
Amen.
So, in other words, if poverty is not in heaven, lack is not in heaven, it's not supposed to be here.
Amen.
Because the way it was created and, structured, yes, is supposed to be a direct picture of what we can get in heaven. Now, listen to this. When man messed up, that was when the problem started.
Amen.
Now, before the sin of man, you will discover that man was sent here as a god of the earth.
Mm.
He has authority over everything. Mm. In fact, he thinks like God.
Mm.
We saw the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 1 verse number 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That this guy is going to be like us. In fact, God reversed. He went back to rest.
That's right.
You see, the Bible says after the 7 day, he went back. Why was he resting? There is no job to do.
Mm. Yes.
Because this guy can take care. Now, he said in verse 26, he said, and let them have dominion. Mm. Let them. We are not going to work no more. Mm. We are going to. It's like God said, I need to retire.
Mm.
Now, this guy can take care of the earth. I don't have to do anything. In fact, the psalmist said in Psalm 116 verse 15, he said, the heaven of heaven is the Lord. The earth has he given to the children of men. So this man was endued with power and authority. He's not a subject. He's a king.
Amen.
And God knew that there are things that will be here that will want to mess him up. So everything that will make him as if he is the Almighty, the offspring of the Almighty was put inside of him. So Adam was not struggling to rule.
That's right.
He had everything that he needed to be God on the earth. You understand that?
Yes,
now, David saw that. I'm so excited about it. Now, something is moving me here. Now, David saw that, and he said in some number 8, let me read it for you, verse 3 to 6, it said, when I consider thy heaven, hey, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou art ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, David saw that. Now, listen, you cannot have authority until you believe that the word of God is true.
That's right. Yeah.
The guy was looking. He said, I saw the heavens. I saw the stars. I saw the moon. And I saw man. He looks so small in the physical, but he's too big to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I saw all these things. And I said, what is man that I'm mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visited him, he said, you put everything under his feet. Majority of what is tormenting people today is supposed to be your slave.
Mm. That's right.
Now, David had that in his mind.
Mm.
He looked at Goliath. He said, I'll finish you in a minute.
Mm.
I mean, you are one of the stuff I'm going to toy with you. Now, he saw a lion.
Right.
He looked at lion. He said, come on now, you are one of the subjects. I'm going to tear you with my hand. He looked like at bear. Now, it was coming from this mindset that I cannot be in the image and likeness of God, and anything on this earth torment me.
That's right.
Now, that is the same mindset that God wants you and I to have. And I'm taking you somewhere. Now, the truth is that God expects you to rule the earth, not him. Mm.
Yes.
Not him. Majority of time we cry out to God, God, come and help me. You will just be saying, no, me. You have everything you need.
That's right.
That's
you have everything you need. Now, I want you to know that it is when man disobey the instruction of God that we lost our rulership. Because from the beginning, our dominion is over everything. Now, that was the position man was after he disobeyed God. God decided to help man. Because what happened to man was he died. Now, I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death. You see, he lost the connection. And now, he was on another frequency. God was speaking to him. God was instructing him, but he can't hear it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like with all your education, if you are not speaking French and you are in France, you look like an illiterate. Talk to me.
Yes.
You look like an illiterate. Now they are saying about one of the most simplest thing ever, and you can't understand. You can't understand it. Not because you don't have education, but you are in another frequency.
Yeah.
God was speaking to man, was giving man everything. This is how you handle cancer. This is how you handle fear. This is how you handle poverty. He can't understand. He cannot. Why? He's in another frequency. He can't catch up with what God is saying. The language is different. Now, he's now listening to what his mind can give him. And whatever your mind can give you will mess you up.
That's right.
So man was in that position when God said, no, I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to rescue my man because I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the plan of God cannot be truncated by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't let me go ahead of myself because I want to show you something. You must get this one. Now, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Now, when a child of God has this understanding, I'm telling you, there are so many things that we are praying about. There are so many things we deal with that we'll not be talking about in church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Now, you, no matter how much you think you're smart, you can't be in America and be operating the law of Europe. You'll be in jail.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you are right. But because you are not doing this, you are, they call it, you are not doing it right.
Mm.
But to you are right. But the law in Europe is different from the law United States. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14, it said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So our redemption translated us into the kingdom. We can be at the same frequency with God.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So now when God speaks, we can understand.
Amen.
When he's giving instruction, we can get it. It's called the place of restoration. But lack of knowledge of the fact that all things are passed away, is not yet done in the heart of a lot of people. They are still dealing with God with the old frequency. And so if they don't see it, if they don't feel it, if they can't smell it, they tell you it's not there. Remember, he was lost. And he knew the guy that sent him out of the garden. He knew it's the devil. The mind that the devil is still powerful and he can send people out is still in him. And he has not redeemed his mind that even if you have the most power you claim to have, we don't live in the same country. You can't be in Europe and be expecting the law of America or the president of America to control you. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And you can't be in Africa and be using the law of Asia. It's not going to work. Now, it has not done in people because physically nothing changed. And it has not done into them that, no, Satan. Now, listen to this. We used to be in your country, but we left. We left. And the kingdom we are right now is the kingdom of joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We are already adopted back to the same place where we used to be.
That's right.
In fact, Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 17, it said, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs. Now we are adopted into the family of God. Understand this. The sin of Adam was bad.
Yes.
It was an high treason. It was a transgression. But the sin cannot stop the plan of God.
Amen.
Well, that's what people need to know.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people that is the sin of Adam. No, leave Adam alone. God fixed that long time ago. He fixed it. You see, the plan. Now listen, I just want somebody to get this clear. God's plan supersedes the sin of man.
Amen.
No matter how terrible. Because, you see, oh yeah, what is stopping us is the sin. Get out of there.
Amen.
The sin that happened in the Garden of Eden is not the reason you are sick, you are oppressed right now in Christ. You are sick, you are oppressed, you are frustrated in Christ because of lack of obedience to the word.
Amen.
The issue of sin has been settled. The Bible says he declared the end from the beginning, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. So all the pleasure of God must be done. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. God already fixed everything in Christ Jesus. And he gave you and I the authority right now in Christ Jesus. We don't have authority in the past. Now we have the authority. Maybe I should share this with our listeners. What is authority? Because a lot of people just think, because you can be a child of God and you don't exercise your authority. Now watch this. Authority is beyond a person. Authority is an institution.
That's right.
It can be carried out by a person or a group of people.
That's right.
But authority is not a person. It's an institution. In other words, when authority put a person in a place, now the institution back that person off. Take for example, a police officer asks you to pull over. That is not the personality of the man. That is authority speaking. You may have more education. You may be stronger than the person.
Yes, sir.
But when he asks you to pull over, what do?
You pull over.
Who do you think you are honoring? That's not the man.
Yes,
you are honoring the authority behind it. Now, you don't tell the police officer, now, before I can pull over, I need to just see the president. I need to see the governor of my state. I need to see the police chief. And I need to see all the people in the house and all the commissioners. If they are not here, I'm not going to be there. Now you sleep in jail, man. You understand what I'm talking about? Now that means you know in your knowing that this is not the man speaking.
Amen.
The whole nation is speaking, including you. That man that pull you over is not only that man that pull you over, you, because people are government.
That's right.
The people in the government, people voted them in.
That's right.
So that means your vote is pulling you over.
Yes, sir.
You are part of it. I think somebody's getting it. Let me give you another example. You saw a traffic officer, and you see this 16-wheeler at an high speed, and this guy jumped on the road, and he just waved one hand.
That's it.
And this big lorry just stopped. You tell me that one hand stopped that lorry. It's authority that stopped the lorry. Now, do you know why? Because the man, the driver, knew that there is an authority, an institution backing that person up. Now, that is exactly what the Bible was saying when we are talking about authority. Majority of believers don't know. Each time you speak, it's not you. That is an institution backing you up. When you say, cancer, you can't touch me, it has nothing to do with you. Nobody have to just say, the cancer can say, okay, I need to see the Almighty God. I need to see the 24 elders. Now you need to bring all the angels here. No, the moment you said it, the authority behind your life, step into action. Now let me show you something here that happened. Now in Matthew Gospel chapter 8, and I'll read from verse 5 through 10. It said, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Okay? He said, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, I want you to notice this. The man understood authority. He's saying, I'm a man, I'm in the military. And I know that whenever I talk to my subordinate,
right,
they have to listen. You don't have a choice than to listen.
That's right.
When I say come, they come.
That's right.
When I say go, they go. Now, they listen to me. He said, now, Jesus, the way this thing listen to, those people listen to me, that's the way sickness listen to you. You see, now speak a word, and your word will take the sickness out of my servant.
Amen.
Now, it's an institution. I knew the power that backs you up, Jesus. Heaven and earth speaks the moment you speak.
That's right.
It's not just saying, well, I need to see this and that. No. Now, Jesus God was now saying, now, you see how this man understood what authority is. That is the same authority I've given to you.
Yeah.
In Luke chapter 10, verse 19,
right.
He said, behold, I give unto you power. Another word for power there is authority or exousia. I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In other words, when things are hurting you, you are not using your authority.
Amen.
Get that?
Amen.
And we see a lot of people in church, good people.
Amen.
Nice people. They have a good heart. But they lack the understanding of their authority. And let me tell you, nothing obeys you until you use your authority. And in the kingdom of God, the tool for our authority is speaking. You express your authority in the kingdom of God by speaking it out. Now, when you don't exercise your authority by speaking it, you don't allow the kingdom, the institution that backs you up, to go into action. Now, God is not going to rebuke cancer for you. He's not going to rebuke diabetes for you. He's not going to rebuke poverty for you. It's your responsibility. Now, listen. He ordained you. He put you in the position of authority. He expects you to honor him by using it. Let it be God that is not backing it up. And we say God, but you don't. But you cannot have authority and you are afraid to use it. Can you just imagine? A soldier is holding gun. Is in maybe Afghanistan, whatever. And is scared to shoot it. Now, before you know it, what will happen to you, to that person? You'll be killed. Now, a lot of people are holding what is more than AK-47. What is more than a dynamite.
Right.
The authority that God has given to them, and they keep quiet, they start crying. Listen, it's not going to change anything. Jesus Christ was expressing how to use authority. He was speaking to his disciples in Mark chapter 11, in verse number 23. He said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, come and see authority there.
Yes.
Be thou removed." Hiya! I wish somebody would be so provoked tonight. And you look at a mountain. Mountain talks about obstacles. It talks about something that is higher than you. I don't care how many people have told you it's not going to happen. Tell them they miss it this time.
Amen.
You don't know the person you are talking to. I'm a man under authority. Mountain move. He said, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but thou shalt believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said." Listen, you cannot know you have authority and doubt.
That's right.
Oh Lord Jesus. Wow. Now let me come back to something everybody can relate with. The key of your house, you have give you authority over that house. How dare you get scared to open the door, that if you open this door they will arrest me? Listen, it never crossed your mind.
That's right.
You are going to your own house with your own key, and you get to the door and you say, "Oh my God, I'm at home again. I don't know. Maybe they will arrest me for opening this door." Now, if that is happening to you, then see specialist. You need help. Because it never comes to your mind that you are going to your house and you think they will arrest you for opening your own door. Now, the same thing. God gave you life. He gave you strength. He surrounded you with everything that pertains to life and godliness. And he gave you the authority to speak. If there is a mountain before you or circumstances around you, they can't stand the authority of God of heaven and the earth. The one that told you, he said, "I can of these stones make children unto Abraham." The one that made the heaven and the earth from nothing. He can do anything through your life. Stop talking down on yourself. Let me tell you this. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17, we saw the Bible say, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils..." Even the devils, whether Mr. Devil, Uncle Devil, Miss Devil, he said, "Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Now, when the 70 returned, I saw Judas Iscariot was part of them.
Wow.
So you know you can have authority and doubt.
That's right.
Now listen, Thomas the Didymus was with them.
Right.
You know how many of you remember Thomas the Doubter?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He came with them because they went with an understanding that is an institution that is backing us up.
That's right.
This is a new month.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Don't let the devil embarrass you. Embarrass him.
Amen.
He said, "Well, I have problem with my sleep." Lay your bed tonight. Lay it and speak to your bed. He giveth his beloved sleep. If they burn you insomnia, come around here. I will sleep you out. Now you don't keep quiet when you know you are in charge.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a captain or what do you call it? A general,
commander.
A commander being afraid to command the subordinate?
No.
Never. He put everything under your feet. I want you to be excited about yourself right now. Listen, God gave it to you. It is not what man put together. So man don't have no right to take your authority from you, but you must know that by redemption you have authority in this life. And tonight we begin to practice our authority. We will speak to the mountains. We will speak to sickness, to disease. And we will expect the institution that put us in authority to do the job. If you don't speak, listen, the authority will not work. The authority in the kingdom is not just looking at it and just smiling or crying. The authority in the kingdom is speaking boldly that God gave me this authority and there is nothing the devil can do about it. And I'm going to be praying for you right now. I'm going to believe God that everything that stands on your way is going to disappear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to release your faith as we pray. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, my King, my Lord, the owner of the whole universe. I take authority right now over sickness, over disease, over obstacles that is standing before these children of God. I command you to move in the name of Jesus. I cast you into the abyss right now. I destroy your grip over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. You foul chain of affliction, sickness, disease, diabetes, pain, makakutaba, cancer cells. Hear the word of the living God. I come against you. I cast you out of these bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as soon as you hear of me, you will obey me. I command you right now, you power of lack, you frustration, you mind that is not settled, I speak peace to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your strength, receive your ability, receive your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, because I know you have answered. I command right now, you blind eyes be open. You ears pop open. As I speak right now, I see dawn in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow. I'd like you to rejoice right now, because it doesn't matter what is going on. The authority has gone forth. Don't worry about it. The institution behind the word that I've spoken to your life right now is taking over. But let me tell you this, you yourself can exercise that authority if you are a child of God. One of the things that God gives to you the moment you are born again is ability and power to become the son of the living God. You want to put the authority on your lips that everything you speak will come to pass in line with his word. And the only thing you need to do is to just give your life to Jesus by confessing him as the Lord. And you want to just do that one tonight. Why don't you just say this prayer after me from the bottom of your heart? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. Thank you because you died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Come into my heart. Live your life through me. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Fill me, O God, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me so much. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, the good news now is you are now a child of God. Amen. Your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. I want you to know that the only way you can grow in your new life is to fellowship with the children of God. And I know it's starting tomorrow. Amen. You don't want to miss tomorrow. In fact, I can't wait. Tomorrow is going to be explosive. Amen. Heaven is coming down in a dynamic way. And I'm telling you, Sister Yolanda, I can't wait. God is going to speak to us. And authority is going to be released. Yeah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
What a powerful
wow.
word from yes. God. Let's give God a hand for that.
Glory.
Word.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To Glory to God.
Praise Amen. God. God gave you life, strength, and authority. Mm-hmm. He expects you to honor him by using it. Use your authority by speaking it. Mm-hmm. That your authority is backed by an institution, and that institution is the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. My God, what an insightful word you've just received by Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu of CREPA Worldwide. Tina, what do you have to say about what we just witnessed?
Oh, it's amazing, amazing. So I was thinking about the scripture 3 John 1 and 2 about I pray, you know, when you said that we have dominion over everything.
Yes.
And God wants us to know that we have everything that we need already in our hands. And this scripture says, I pray in every way that you may prosper and enjoy good health as your soul also prospers. So what does the prosperity of the soul mean? Maybe someone out there wants to understand, because they seemingly choose money as what's most important than what's important for our soul.
Awesome. That is a great question. And we're going to have the answer to that question right after this.
Release your sound in here. Brokenness, I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
I've got true love,
I've got true love
instead of pain. Anybody free tonight?
There's freedom though you captured me.
Yeah,
I've got joy instead of mourning.
And you give me joy
down deep in my soul.
Down deep,
down deep in my soul. Been more secure knowing your heart. So never been so free, caught in your love.
Are you free tonight? Just say it. Never been more.
Never been more secure knowing your heart.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idiwu and the Fulfillment Team. We just had a great question from Tina. 3 John 1 and 2 declares, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospereth. What does prosperity of the soul mean?
Yeah, thank you so much. You see, we need to first know who is John speaking to. He was talking to Gaius.
Yes.
And Gaius is one of the leaders in the church right. At that time in Jerusalem. And he was telling them, okay, guy, you are so prosperous in everything. You're so sound in the scripture. But you need to deal with the prosperity of your soul. Now, there are 3 areas of a man. We have the body. Or let me start, we have the spirit, which is the real stuff. We have the soul, and then we have the body. Now, the soul comprises of our emotion, our intellect, our reasoning. Now, he's saying the fact that you are spiritual does not mean you should not use your mind. Let your mind come up, sharpen this stuff. Now, we have a lot of believers that, oh, yes, they don't read nothing. they don't improve themselves in the things of God. Claiming his spirit. You understand? His spirit. Now, take for example, it is when the issue of coronavirus started. Now, it takes the prosperity of the soul to know that you need to wash your hand. It's not a sin. And it takes the prosperity of the mind to do that. And you can just say, well, it doesn't matter. I will not wash my hand. Now, if your faith is in that level, fine. But while risking yourself,
right.
when you know you are not there,
right.
because faith is not stubbornness.
That's right.
If you don't have it and you try, you will kill yourself and they will take you home. And that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, but you, I'm not saying you should put your faith in the mask. You should put your faith in the washing of hand. But your mind have to prosper. Take, for example, it takes the prosperity of your mind to know what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't put all the junks and you say in Jesus' name. No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was telling him. That boy, I know you prosper mm-hmm. in the things of the spirit. Now let your mind expand your mind. Know mm-hmm. more about your environment.
Amen. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Now
that's right.
Get yourself educated mm-hmm. in the truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's what the prosperity of the soul. Because a lot of people neglected that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus Christ would just say, well, that's why I allow the fig tree. Jesus, Bible says, it's a lamb from this fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there is no lesson from the fig tree, why learning from the fig tree?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of fig trees around us that God wants us to learn from.
That's right.
Now, that's why you need to learn how to drive. You don't just say, in the name of Jesus, I can drive now. You lay hands on yourself. You kill people and kill yourself.
Yeah.
See, that's the prosperity of the soul.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much for that insight. Pastor Christian, I believe
you're
going to come
yes.
in right there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sister Yolanda. Sir, thank you for the word, because, you know, this word has been a profound renewal of our mind, and I would thank the Lord for it. You know, as I was listening to you, you spoke, as you were going, you kept bringing disobedience. Disobedience. And I wanted us to just talk about disobedience. It's a word that it's uncomfortable to have a discussion about, mostly in the body of Christ, even in the life of people in the world. And in the body of Christ, we realize that God is a God that obeys himself, his own word.
Oh, yeah.
He clearly, in your teaching to us this past week, you were giving us understanding, say, so God does not violate his own word. He obeys, he subjects himself to his word.
That's it.
He puts his word above his name.
That's
what makes him a God.
Mm-hmm.
They said, but in the life of believers now, we become so sophisticated that the word of God becomes a choice of when and how to obey it. If you don't subject yourself to authority, how do you become an authority? First question. Because when we as believers, we want to exercise authority, but then the authority of being obedient to the word, it's a problem. And let me explain what I'm saying. You know, authority comes from above. In the ministries and in the life of believers, you will see that in the environment where we find ourselves, God places authorities in our lives.
That's it.
And that authority, he anoints and he makes them in a position to make sure that they carry out his directives through the Spirit. We have found out that most believers, we look at leadership in church as a problem. They have a choice of when and how to obey. They also have a problem of obeying basic instructions about, hey, these are processes God requires for you to receive healing. If you don't abide in his word, like he says in John 15, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. Jesus was saying that. He said in Isaiah, Isaiah 1:19 said, if you are willing and obedient, if you are willing and obedient, there is not a willingness when it comes to obedience in the churches now. Most people, willingness is a different spirit. I'm trying to put all of this so that we can get a perspective that there is a spirit of disobedience that was in the world. And that has translated into the kingdom of God. Where people have that same spirit living under the spirit that we had when we were in disobedience. And now we find out that people see that the authority that they have does not work. They command demons, and demons are said, we are in the same camp. So help give us a clarity. If you are going to be in authority, what does authority mean and what does obedience mean as well?
That's very deep.
Thank you, Pastor. I want every listener to listen to this. You cannot become authority until you obey authority. You cannot. That's why you can shout from today to next week, casting out devils, and the devil is just changing sides. Because he won't listen to you. Now, watch this. One of the things the Lord was dealing with, I was doing some praying and studying today, is on obedience. Obedience. You know, and I discovered that obedience can make you not to pray, and God is answering. Is the most silent prayer ever. You won't say a word and God is working. Because you are obeying instruction. Amen. Now, the secret behind the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ was obedience. Whatever he said, whatsoever he said, my father loves me because I do those things that pleases him. That's right. That's just it. Now, take for example, he said, you should tithe. You use 1 hour to argue God. Are you listening?
Yes.
He says, seek ye for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You say, well, everybody knows I'm busy. Now, simple obedience will take away a lot of stress.
Amen.
Listen, and like I told you the other time, it was not the sin in the garden that is putting people in problems.
Right.
It is obedience to the word, obedience to the authority that God placed over you.
Amen.
God respects his authority because it is him that put it there. Now, I have seen, most especially in the ministry all these years, I have seen that God will definitely want to prove and prove you, put you through it by even putting people that don't know up to you over you to know how you are going to respond. And if you pass it, they
no,
move you.
That's right.
But if you fail it, listen, you repeat the class.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a matter of that. Yeah. How dare you argue the one that moved the heavens and the earth? So you just discover that you are just on the same spot. And it takes wisdom to just say, God, what is going on? And then you just trace your feedback and you obey. Now, you will just discover that things that are very, very difficult for others is easy for you.
Amen.
The easiest way to get authority is to submit to authority.
That's right.
And the most powerful authority is the authority of the word of God.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that very profound wisdom. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, this is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with the Fulfillment Team. We have with us here Pastor Clarence.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm so excited to be here today. That is so much the word has said to me. Period. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor
yes,
Christian.
It is always a pleasure. Where the word is, there is power.
Our word.
It's a pleasure to be in this atmosphere.
Amen.
Where there is power.
Amen. Amen. And Tina.
And always learning.
That's yes. it. Praise the Lord.
And Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bishop Abiola Idowu is the presiding bishop of Krakow Worldwide. Hallelujah. Amen. Located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our three powerful services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, we'll pick you up. Give us a call at 904-646-8210. We don't want you to miss one moment of the rest of this program. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Are you looking to finally take your life to the next level? Join us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, known as CREPA, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and begin your journey to fulfill your destiny. We have three powerful services weekly. You can join us on Wednesday at 7 p.m. or on Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210. We will pick you up. CREPA is the home of destiny fulfillment, where Bishop Abiola Ido Wu will teach you how to use the power of God's word to move you into your destiny. Experience victorious everyday living and change your story forever.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, give and be blessed. One word, to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the $CREPA is our username for CREPA. The $CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. Bishop Abiola Idowu is the presiding bishop of CREPA Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. What a powerful time we're having, and we're going to go right now to a testimony.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm here today to share my testimony with you all. I'm just here to talk about the goodness of God. I just want to say that from the beginning of this year, God has been awesome. God has been faithful. That my prayers that I laid in front of him, that God made it into a reality. So every prayer point has become a praise point. And I'm just here to say that I went on a journey sometime last month, but through it all, the Lord saw me and I came out better on the other side. So praise the Lord.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. When somebody have a list of stuff that you trust in God for in the year, and before you know it, all is done.
That's right.
Come on, yes. That's a big time. Let's give our King all the praise. Father, we thank you. Now listen, God can do the same thing for you. All you need to do is to believe him for what he said in his word. You see, faith is easy when you know what God said.
Amen.
You see, because you are not trying to just scratch your head. Is it true? God said it. I believe it. That's all. And I believe God, in the name of Jesus, you are going to be the next one on the line. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, Sister Yolanda, things are happening.
Amen.
Wow.
My God. How powerful. How powerful. What an awesome testimony. And we are going to go now to Pastor Clarence, who has an announcement for us.
Thank you, Sister Yolanda. Praise the Lord. I just want to, remind our listening audience of our services that we have coming up on Sunday, which we have two services, one at 8 a.m. and one at 10 a.m. Remember, and one, like I said, it starts at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Also, on Tuesday, We have our bishop. He has dominion over sickness and disease, and that starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pastor Clarence. If you want to be a part of biblical instruction that will absolutely change your status and change your life, you can join us as early as tomorrow. Bishop, we're going to have him to give him just a little bit of what we can expect tomorrow.
No. Is it the good news? Tomorrow is Operation Takeover.
That's right.
Operation Takeover. And it's going to be a double dose because we still have Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
And by the grace of God, I'll be praying for all the mothers in the house.
Right.
Want to just thank God for mother. One of the things I have discovered is that the greatest gift God has given to us on earth is the gift of mothers.
That's right. Mm.
Motherhood is not a status.
Right.
It's a ministry.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
God gave us mothers so that we'll not be murdered.
Mm.
And so we want to celebrate our mothers, all our women tomorrow. So please be there. Now, somebody said, but I didn't have a child. No, that having a child is different from being a mother.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There are people that have children and they are murderers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that didn't have a child, but they are mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They are mothers because it's a ministry.
That's right.
It's a ministry. Mm-hmm. So we want to pray for all the mothers. We want to thank God for your life. And we want to stand against whatever will tamper with your joy and your peace. That's number one. Number two, now we are talking about Operation Takeover. Now, somebody needs to have an understanding that as far as God is concerned, God wants you to have this understanding that you are in charge. And one of the things that we'll begin to see from the scripture tomorrow is that this is a month of winning prayer. And the Bible says, whatsoever two of you shall agree as touching anything. Now, one of the things that the enemy deceive people is that they think when we hold hand, that's when we agree. That's not true. That's in the flesh.
That's true.
So what of if somebody is in Australia? Do I need to just say, bring your hand? And I still need to agree with that person. We agree based upon the word.
Amen.
What is the word saying concerning this? So two of us can agree. So tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ said it. Whatsoever two of you shall agree as touching anything that you ask for on this earth. He said, it shall be done on my Father who is in heaven.
Right.
He is not a man, he cannot lie. We'll begin to agree concerning things tomorrow. Sickness, disease, affliction, poverty. We are going to put a total end to those things in the service tomorrow. Don't miss it. 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, come and take your portion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Wow.
But we will meet you right here on next Saturday on Praise 107.9 at 7 p.m. or on the Crepa Facebook page for a full multimedia experience. Or you can join us as soon as tomorrow at Crepa, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.
Sister Yolanda, before you go, we want to just wish all the mothers.
Wow.
Yes. All the mothers.
All the mothers.
This program, and even tomorrow, as they hear this word now, we want to wish them all happy
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Back to you, Sister Yolanda.
Yes. This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. We hope to see you tomorrow. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper. This has been Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team.
Amen.
Pastor Clarence,
Amen.
Pastor Christian, Amen. Tina, thank you. What a wonderful program we've had on today. And until next week, remember,
Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. And one of the Crepa prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. For more information, or if you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Join us right here on Praise 107.9 or the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.